It's an age-old question. Is the Bible true, or is it just a book of stories designed to make people feel good? Two new surveys answer this question, and the results are interesting.
Here to unpack present-day issues from a biblical perspective is Janet Parshall.
The surveys, one from the Barna Group and the American Bible Society and the other from Lifeway Research, have revealed some interesting information when it comes to what Americans think about the reliability of the Bible. The primary focus of the study was to determine how Christians view the Bible and how often they read the Bible and why. The Barna Group put those surveyed into four categories. A, those who are engaged, reading the Bible at least four times a week. B, those who are friendly, reading the Bible less than four times a week. C, those who are neutral, those who read the Bible less than one time a month or less. And C, the Bible as the inspired word of God, but acknowledge that it can have some errors. And D, those who are skeptical, defined as those who think the Bible is just another book of teachings written by men. Currently, the composite figures reveal that 38% are engaged, 23% are friendly, 20% are neutral, 19% are skeptical, which is the lowest rate in that category for some time. It's no surprise that the older you are, the more likely you are to be involved in reading the Bible. Millennials are the least likely to be engaged, friendly, and neutral, with rates of 17, 25, and 26% respectively. Lifeway's research revealed that 37% found the Bible helpful. 35% classified the Bible as life-changing. 36% said the Bible is true. 52% say the Bible is a good moral compass. But sadly, 14% think the Bible is outdated. 7% call it harmful, and 8% think it's bigoted. Of note in the Lifeway research is the figure of 11% who say they have read the Bible completely, 9% who've read it more than once, 10% who have read none of it, and 30% who have read several passages or stories in the Bible. Paradoxically, 80% of those surveyed have a Bible in their house, even those who are skeptical or hostile toward the scriptures. There is so much to process in these surveys. It's really a good news, bad news story. Those who are friendly have increased to 38%, while those who are skeptical has decreased to 19%. That's the good news. But the bad news is the stunningly low figure of those who are reading the Bible. Only 38% read their Bible four or more times a week. Well, that's not quite 4 out of 10 Americans who are fully engaged in reading the Bible, and only 11% have read the Bible all the way through. Why are the numbers not higher? What prohibits us from immersing ourselves in the love letters God has given us on a more regular basis? Why do we not make time in the Word a priority in our lives? These are questions each of us must answer individually. But I think D.L. Moody was onto something when he said, "The Bible was not given for our information, but for our transformation." Perhaps now is the time for us to be willing to let God transform us through His Word. That's my opinion. I'm Janet Parshall.
For more information, go to janetparshallcommentary.org or email us at janetparshallcommentary@moody.edu.